Good morning. And vis-a-vis common sense. Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Johnson, as you well know, to your chagrin or not. This has actually been discussed a few times in council. I actually cannot recall what day I filled out the form to speak with y'all, but you can be assured it wasn't in April. It was sometimes in March or at the end of February. And I hope that my presence here will be an opportunity for y'all to consult with your staffs and see about how you can really improve your public engagement. Five other elected commissioners who meet across the river have a policy that I think really is more respectful of the public and furthers good government. And so I hope you'll take the time to interact with them. Another interesting thing that we have here going on in council is the question of how what we're doing right here relates to the power of incumbents. We know that two of y'all up there are running for re-election in May and have the advantage of being on television. And even though I'm maybe more engaged with city government than most of us, I'm not really sure what steps the city government takes to balance the power of incumbents with ensuring that there are opportunities for the people running against or with the incumbents to be the servants of the people of Portland. And I'll be interacting with you all over the course of the week to get a better idea of how the people who are running to, for lack of a better word, defeat some of y'all can still feel like they're respectfully engaging with their elected representatives. But as the mayor has made efforts in the past to always accommodate scheduled speakers, but I don't know if we really actually look at the data. How many of the 50 or 52 weeks a year that we have five scheduled slots, do some of those slots go wasted? Obviously, individual citizens have a responsibility to step up and fill those slots. But I think we would actually, if we thought about it more clearly, like to know that there's an opportunity for people who didn't plan 7 weeks in advance that are here to review the agenda rather spontaneously. And if those five slots haven't been filled, I hope we won't let fear guide us into needing to have a certain amount of preparation. I hope instead that we'll have confidence in our neighbors, our fellow citizens, and encourage those five or potentially even more slots to be used. Thank you for your time, Commissioners.
I appreciate your points. I don't know if you were there or not, but the council actually had a community meeting last night at David Douglas High School, and I think we had over 200 people there. And what was really remarkable about it to me was not just the diversity of the group that came and spoke, but the facilitators asked how many people had ever testified to a government proceeding before, and it was a pretty substantial number of people in the room for whom this was the first time ever. So it was pretty cool, pretty heartening to see that. So this process of the Wednesday morning meeting in this chamber is not the only time in which the city council is interfacing with citizens, but that one I thought worked particularly well.
And actually, Mr. Johnson, I also think it's worth noting that a previous version of this city council actually created a public financing mechanism for campaigns, which at least one person on this dais used to run a campaign against another of the people on this dais. And that was a provision that the voters actually elected not to continue, but at least some of us up here would like to renew at some point.
Thank you for feedback, Commissioners.
Thank you. Thanks.